Hi, everybody. Well, today is Friday, another Friday, end of the week, maybe, if you are on the Monday through Friday workday. Today's date is March 24th, 2017. And we'll clear the date for you. Remember, the dates are what you're connected to from your past. So whatever happened a year ago, going back to the get-go, that date is connected with you if you are on this date. So here we go. Releasing the energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'll just kind of say that differently. So if you don't know what day it is, then you're not probably on that timeline or that particular day. So today's, the 24th. So if you don't know what day it is, then more than likely you're not on the 24th timeline of this month. Now, if you write a check or something and you put 24th in, then automatically you're now connected because you're using the number 24 and you put the date in on the check. That's another way of looking at it. Or maybe you read in the newspaper and, maybe you have a couple to look at. Maybe you go to a coffee house and they have yesterday's newspaper and today's newspaper. So naturally, you want to get the one that's the most current. So you look around for the date, which would be the 24th, and automatically you're on the 24th timeline. So that date goes back last year on the 24th, the year before on the 24th. So, if you're having difficulties, it could be from the 24th. So anyway, that's just one way of looking at it for everybody. If you don't know what day it is or you don't know the date, then, maybe you go on vacation and you just forget about the date, then more than likely you're not connected to that timeline for this day. And that would be nice. So here we go. Let's clear the date again here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll think of or have you think of a situation, a problem that you're dealing with, emotional. Could be a, maybe a fear situation. Could be a ache or pain in your body. So you have to bring up that one situation that you're looking at. If you're in pain, you're going to say, okay, I have pain right now. That's all I can clear is what's right now. The pain that you had during the whole day or maybe the last week, I'm not clearing. I'm just clearing what you bring up, that one thought form. So here we go, releasing that from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now we'll energize the light beams. So stronger, stronger. Bring up your monitor screen or screens. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good. We'll bring our co-host on. So, Ed, are you out of the makeup room and did your vocal tuning, making your voice sound good? So, back to you.
Hi, Ron. Yes, I did. I'm all set and, of course, so happy to be here. I know you did Wednesday's show live as well, but we had a few archives had to fill in there while you were at the New York Expo, and I know everyone's happy to have you back on our weekday calls and our shows live. And just to remind everybody, Ron has another expo coming up next month. So if you're on the West Coast, he's going to be in San Mateo, California, which is very close to San Francisco. It's called the New Living Expo, and it's April 28th through 30th, always a weekend. So if you can...
I'll say something there. Even the shows are not dead, even though I'm not on them. So if we're not on a show, that's okay. If we have an archive, the show is still live to you. So it's still active, even though it may not be the same date, like the last Monday program on VBS. It would be a live show to you, even though I'm not talking at that particular date. So it is active 100% live for you. And the healings on those only work 3 times for you once you listen to it. So, but anyway, none of the shows are dead. They're fully energized, and you're ready to go. And right now we are live. But when you listen to an archive, we're still live. So back to you.
You're right, Ron. And, it's such a good reminder, but the energy is so strong. And I know I said before that I always think, oh, maybe I don't want to listen to an archive of the Saturday night show because I can't go to the light ship. But actually, then when you say, oh, the peace energy, well, you know, you'll feel peace energy but not be brought to the light ship. It's very powerful, and it feels really good. So I agree, it is wonderful. And you always hear something, I feel, maybe a little differently or for the first time when you listen to a show again. I really recommend it very, very strongly. And also, this Sunday is the 8-hour call, and then is it April 25th we have a lecture, Ron, that you're going to do, a live healing call? I'm trying to find it in my notes here. Well, I will. I'll announce that later in the show.
I believe so. Wait, the 25th? I don't know. We'll have to look that up. I don't know. We'll send out an email probably next week about it.
Okay. Okay, good.
So I'm not exactly sure what the date was on that, but it'll be going out, you know, to people. You know, if you have an email that we have and we send out different events for the month, it'll come out on that. We'll be checking here. I think we're checking right now. So I'll let you know when that event is, probably in 10 minutes here. And that's a spirit out of the box.
Yes, it's very, it's a very important one. It's going to be really exciting.
Yep, it's quite something.
Right.
Yeah, spirit in the box is what I think we're calling it. So we're freeing you out of the darkness. Where your spirit is. Remember, we've mentioned before that, you know, where does your spirit go when you only have a little bit of it here and you're only real 3 hours a month? Where does it go to when you're not real? Well, this is very possibly the place. So this will be good, and it's quite energizing.
Right.
Back to you.
That all opened up. It's going to be great. Okay, so it's Friday, which means it's Paranormal Friday, and we have some emails about paranormal activity. I always like to be aware that we probably have some new listeners because you've just done these two expos, Ron. And, you know, as Ron did talk about at his talks, and I'm sure when he met people at the booth, we are unfortunately under attack by beings that aren't supposed to be on this planet, aliens. So on Friday nights, we talk about that a little, some of the weirdness of it, the discomfort of it, and then show you what the solutions are, which there are many through Creation Lightship. So I'll just go to some emails, Ron. I couldn't resist sharing this. My daughter, who knows nothing about alien activity, posted this online. Is there some retail industry guru promoting a new method of interacting with customers? I can't tell you how often recently I've been asked during a transaction, well, what are you going to do the rest of the day? And what kind of work do you do? Oh, interesting. How did you get into that? Seen any movies lately? Or my favorite, to my 12-year-old daughter, are you going to pay for the groceries today? My son responded that an article came out recently in the New York Times stating that it was a new effort to distract customers to keep them from requesting more services, which the store personnel doesn't know how to do and how to offer.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, I've watched a few movies recently about time travelers or time traveling. And so one of the movies on YouTube, it says Time Shifter in Time Shifter Movies, and then it says full. And it's on YouTube by John Titor, and this was on June 30th of 2013. So it's kind of interesting. You go in there and watch some of this stuff because they have a lot of, I think this movie that I watched probably was put together maybe in the 80s, I think. It was like maybe an hour so long. It was one of those long movies on YouTube. Anyway, that's quite interesting, but you may want to look at that. because they talk about people who are time traveling and that they need to stay on a certain, I'll say, program, and they have to keep repeating stuff over again, and they can't change too much. And if they deviate, then they lose their timeline that they're on. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that about the time stuff. And even like what you're talking about, Ann, about the last one about the people not knowing information, or, you know, basically that's kind of what it is, or people having them ask stupid questions to you or other people, that just shows that whoever is there isn't there at all. And then I saw something else on YouTube where they actually showed cars vanishing, and that was interesting because all of a sudden they had like a slight flash of light where the car was driving down the highway, and it vanished, and then it popped in maybe like a second or two later further down the road with the same like flash of light around it, and then the car reappeared. So these are on the traffic cameras. So, you know, that's your time traveling experience. In a sense, it would be an abduction. Remember, we're just seeing it real time as they come and go, or go and come, we should say. But that's how long of time is that when they're gone? We just think it's maybe a half a second or a second. Could be years to the aliens because of their frequency of what's running, and we're probably you know, running at a much slower rate than they are, so they can do more in a faster rate. So anyway, you know, like I always say, where are you when you're not here? And you know, I guess it'd be kind of disconcerting because you don't have an answer for that, because your brain and mind and what you're running for information, your database will say what you have, doesn't know when you're not here. That can kind of like maybe make the body feel a little uneasy because you're no longer here. And where are you? So our spirit in the box release is April 15th. And it's going to start at 1 p.m. Pacific time. So April 15th. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, let me just check something quickly. Okay, that is a Saturday. You're right, it's the 15th at 1 p.m. I'm glad I didn't say the other date that I thought it was. Okay.
Well, we did change it.
Okay.
So this is the day that we kind of defaulted to. And remember, when the 11th comes, that's another key day. Fukushima, which I'm dealing with right now, trying to get rid of the radiation if I can. So that happened, oddly enough, on 3/11, okay? And that was 2011. Oh, hello. So I'm looking at that as well. What are they planning for 6/11 of this year, and 9/11, and 12/11, okay? So those are probably key dates for the aliens or people who look human being aliens, what they're doing here. Anyway, I'm working with that energy. And it does look pretty dismal. So anyway, back to you.
Well, Ron, we started to talk about this a bit before the show, and I would would really like to put on some timeline crashes around that. And I know there are many others who have also, especially people who purchased the lifetime or unlimited timeline crashes. What exactly would we put into the box? What exactly is it we want to timeline crash? If you don't know right now, you can tell us, you know, later in the show.
Well, that energy is from the past, number one, okay? So it's a past timeline corrupting everything. So we can kind of understand that because it's still here. And so you want to put everything into the now, which would be what we talk about, the CLS timeline. And we can do that strong enough, then that other timeline might go sideways. So let the all the aliens go sideways who have brought that here. Those probably the elite families who didn't like us and wanted to get rid of the population and who thought they're going to probably live underground, maybe go into vortexes out of here when something were to happen. But anyway, that's kind of what I'm sensing, and they don't really care about the human race, and maybe the clones might live with radiation. So I just would tend to think that way because they brought in another life form to control, and maybe the clones don't and won't be affected by a radiation fallout. And maybe they have a whole different energetic system that would come online when the radiation were to hit, and the humans may not be here. So anyway, I don't want to sound too dismal here, but that's kind of, why are the clones here now? I see them as having a boot camp here, but maybe there's something else going on. So anyway.
So do we want to say put Earth back on the CLS Now timeline of light? Do we
It's already there.
Okay.
It's already an Earth that is in the present moment on a timeline. But it wouldn't be controlled by the aliens controlling that timeline. So that is the Now timeline, we'll call it. So that's already here.
Okay.
I want to hold on to that.
Okay.
Just that there's so much energy out there with that event that happened. As people start tuning into it, it gets to be a little disconcerting, and you need to stay on the Now timeline. So maybe if that were to go off, maybe the people who were doing clearings and were on the CLS timeline by keeping that clearing going, remember, you are a choice to what timeline you want to be on, you know? Like I say, when you wake up, what timeline are you on? Are you on the Now timeline, or are you on some other timeline and not realizing it? So you may want to put a note up by your bed, or maybe, typically you go to the bathroom after you wake up. Put on your bathroom door is, get on the CLS Now timeline. As you could be on another timeline that, is like the highway to hell, and you don't even know it. So you want to get back onto the CLS Now timeline, and if something should happen, very possibly the CLS timeline that is perfect, whole and complete, will not be affected by what the other people are on now. So that's where you want to be, is in the now. And in the now, everything is fine. Like I talked about when I worked with the people, like at the expos, making them real, a lot of your aches and pains leave you instantly when you become real. But the timelines that you normally live on have all this contamination, and you start feeling poorly. So that's the whole thing, and that would be, in a sense, like the new Earth. So we could probably look at it as the new Earth timeline, which is in the now. But you choose to be in this now timeline, we'll say, of the new Earth with no problems, or do you choose to be, or do you get connected to the other timelines that have all the problems, difficulties, and radiation, et cetera, on it? So that's kind of up to you. It's I don't know what to say about eating fish. Basically, the reports are that all the fish are contaminated, from Japan to, coast here, Pacific coast. All the water is there, and all the stuff going that the fish eat is radiated because the water is polluted. So you don't want to eat any fish on this coast, but, how long is it going to take to go to the East Coast? So anyway, and you don't know where your fish comes from. You can't ask the dead fish, were you swimming in the Pacific? And did you, come from some place that has contamination? But anyway, I don't want to get too much into this stuff, but you know, if you are a fish eater, you might want to maybe not do that because you may be on that timeline of the fish dying, which could come into you with that energy, and the energy that you got has that radiation in it, which could put you onto that timeline. So, and then it could go into other things, too, and if I keep talking, we're going to the highway to hell, and I don't want to do that. So, but stay in the now and get on the, you know, the pristine earth, which would be the one in the now. You could call that the new earth. And the old earth is contaminated, and unfortunately that's the way it is. So you want to be in the now. So put that little note up by your bathroom that you want to now be in the now on the CLS timeline.
Wonderful, Ron. Again, I feel like we have new listeners, and Ron has given us so many tools, and they work. They're so powerful to help us be in the now and stay in our bodies, which is where we want to be. So that was a great review, Ron, because it is so important. And Ron does the finger exercise where you put your finger out in front of you just to test. And if you're in a situation, like the other day, I was having a memory, and I did the finger exercise, and of course, it went to my left, so it was the past a little bit, and then I moved it forward. And it's instant, because then I couldn't even remember what I was thinking about a moment before. So whenever you feel yourself getting pulled off the timeline to the past or the future, you can actually say those words out loud always, and also do the, you know, put your pointer finger up in front of your nose to make sure you're centered. Or if you're not, pull it right back.
Yeah, so, that's very good, yeah. And yeah. What I will say, since we do these BBS radio shows, we've done a lot of things with aliens leaving here. And I do have, at times, remote viewers looking and watching from all over the, you know, the different governments and stuff. So what I will say is that if there's any aliens out there, or whoever's listening will say, know of aliens that love radiation and they need radiation to survive, or they can maybe break it down for themselves. You know, they can come in here now and take away the radiation and all the problems that we would be having. So I'll put that out there. So they do have free rein if they wish to come here. But some of them do and can use that radiation. Of, you know, it's hard to say how they're going to use it or why, but they it might be like, you know, German chocolate cake, you know, with the drizzle and hot fudge and stuff on it. You know, to us, and to them, they go, whoopee, we can have radiation now. So they can come in here and take as much as they like, remove it off this planet. I'll put that out there because we do have aliens listening to our programs. Can't say how or why. Could be in somebody listening. Just takes one person who's connected to some alien race who's kind of waiting for us to say that, and they go, wow, yeah, let's go down there and get this stuff. We'll get a vacuum cleaner and suck it all up. So if you are out there, you got free rein now to come here and take it away. Oh, back to you.
Well, that's great, Ron. So just to clarify, the most important thing for all of us to do is to stay on the CLS, now timeline of light, and connected to the real Earth. So does that mean it's not necessary for us to do timeline crashes, or would it still be helpful for us to timeline crash radiation?
Yeah, still do the timeline crashes on that, yeah.
Radiation from Fukushima, would that be the correct wording?
Yeah, that would be good, yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
If you want to release that timeline from yourself, okay? And, you know, the people are drawing the timeline to them. Like I said, you know, if you had no news, then that it's just much like your DNA being activated, you know, with your problems and situations. If you don't know about it, it's not activated. But by hearing the news about it, all of a sudden there's a charge on it, and that makes that timeline real. And not only does it make it real, it makes it much stronger. So That's the whole situation there. Remember, like I say, in your house right now where you're living and sitting or listening is the room that you're not in there. Probably not. There's no energy in that room because the aliens aren't going to recreate that hologram. If you're not there, it's a waste of time and data. But when you walk into the room or approach it and look into it, then all of a sudden it will appear. So that's the whole thing. You know, you don't want to get drawn into something and hold that energy. I would do timeline crashes, you know, on radiation from Fukushima. That's the basic thing. And that would be on your timeline. And whoever else is on that timeline can get off of it. If everybody gets off the timeline, it's only going to only work for the people that believe that. If your thoughts are real powerful, and that creates the hologram. Well, if everybody on the planet didn't know about Fukushima, didn't care about it, then that timeline would just be out there dangling in space someplace in a hologram. So I hope that makes sense to everybody. So that's why you want to do timeline crashes on it for yourself. You may even try to do something possibly for the planet, but this is a personal thing for you because you live on the planet. So get yourself off of that timeline. That's what I would put it in as yourself to get it off the planet. But if you do want to put the Earth in, that could also work, but mainly, you know, I'd say 99% you want to do it for yourself. So back to you.
Okay, and then, you know, every once in a while over the next few weeks, you could keep us updated, Ron, and let us know, do you want us to continue to do that or, you know?
Yeah, I would continue doing this here, just kind of do it as you know, as your little ritual that you may be doing, a thing at night or something.
Okay.
I know that about a month ago, I felt like we would not be here like in a week. That was about a month ago. So we're holding this stuff off, you know, at least, you know, what we can do, you know, what I can do to help get rid of the radiation. But, so we're actually probably 3 weeks now on borrowed time. So keep doing those timeline crashes on that. Oh, back to you.
Okay, and then I guess, you know, we'll be getting more personal benefit because there's also a box on the timeline crashes to clear out any dreams. And I know I keep a log of my dreams and clear them in order whenever I have one. And, you know, I'm so happy that I do that. I don't pay too much attention to them, but I do make a quick note. Okay, so a couple of questions, Ron, about the upcoming Spirit in the Box live healing. Almost once a month, Ron has been doing these wonderful live healings where you phone in, much like the weekend and weekday calls, and the next one is going to be April 15th, Spirit in the Box. It starts at 1 p.m. It is $50, and we have a couple of questions, Ron. How long will the call B?
I believe the call will probably be typically 2 to 3 hours. So,
okay.
We'll see what happens on that.
All right.
I think, yes, if we have a caller, so we don't normally take callers, but we'll take this one.
Okay.
So I think it's Deborah. So, Deborah, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Yes.
Deborah, go ahead. Yes.
I have two questions. You talked about being on the CLS timeline. Are you meaning when we wake up in the morning, are we to do the be here and now? Because I'm not clear how to get on your timeline, get on that timeline. So does that mean we do the be here now or the mind to heart drop?
Well, the be here now will work. You want to do the mind to heart drop, but just know that you are on the CLS now timeline. So either one would work, but you want to stay on that timeline in the now as much as you can to keep peace, because you're actually trying to get peace here and not chaos.
You're telling me. Well, that goes into my second, what happened. And I experienced some of that, I think, last night. I was sitting in the chair, and I felt like this pin, stuck in my right eye. And I jumped back because it was very obvious that I was being stuck with a pin. And about a few minutes later, I had such difficulty seeing through the eye. It became very watery, very red. It was so excruciating. It was to the point that I either wanted to pluck my eye out or I wanted to go to the hospital. So, you know, I did what I thought I could to try to remove whatever it is in my eye. And then suddenly my entire body was filled with pain. And I couldn't even walk. I had knee pain, hip pain, my elbow, my right elbow, my shoulder. It was incredible. I couldn't bend. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. And I thought, oh, my God, they're trying to kill me. So I didn't know what else to do. So I said, well, I'm just going to command my spirit. And what I did was I continually to command my spirit to come in and connect with me so it can help heal. And so I was able to get the sleep. Finally, I was able to go to bed and get to sleep, and I woke up this morning, and whatever was in my eye, they put in my eye, came out. It was burning, felt like some type of metal, and I was able to clear it out with a napkin, and I thought, oh, my God, and my body actually, I have no pain now. So what are your thoughts on that? That's my second question. That was my second question.
Yeah, I've noticed by talking to a few people at the expo and stuff, back east, the energy, the atmosphere or whatever, the air that you're breathing, there's a lot of the nanobites coming into it, which probably is the poison. Now, I can't really say it's the radiation coming over to our continent here, you know, North America, but very possibly it could be. But they are messing around with something, the aliens, the humans that look human, but there's aliens in their bodies pushing knobs and buttons and stuff to control the planet or the weather situation. So I think, and then people have been getting kind of sick or nauseated for the last maybe 3 weeks, and that's because of what they're doing to us. So I think what you did probably sounds good. If anybody out there, so what I'll do is a clearing now. So thank you for calling. Kind of appreciate that. So here we go.
Thank you for taking the call.
Okay, so I'm going to do a clearing now for people's eyes, because you may be other people working with eye energies. And maybe your eyes are red. Maybe they sting. Maybe your eyes are feeling the stuff around you. So I'm going to take away this energy, and it could be even like an energetic pin with the nanotechnology. So here we go. I'll work on your left eye first. So taking out the energy from your left eye that is in contact with something. So here we go. So releasing this. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. So that was left eye. Now we'll do your right eye. So here we go. Get rid of this energy that we'll just say is in the atmosphere here. So releasing it. One, two, three, four, five. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So if you would like to send something to us, you can send it to CLS questions at Yahoo, and we'll get that live on the program here. So, yeah, there's a lot going on. So, anyway, it's there's a lot going on. So, back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, and I just wanted to, you know, reemphasize that there is a lot going on, but the solutions to what's going on are on Creation Lightship's website and all of the wonderful healings Ron has given us. Just before we move on, Ron, because I want to talk more about some healings, and perhaps you could do, thank you for doing that sample healing for us, and maybe we could do some more tonight. But I just wanted to ask a couple of more questions about the special healing call that's coming up April 15th. First of all, can we attend it absentee, and are there any requisites?
No. Need to be live on it. Requisites, you know, I would say definitely the, you know, whole lifetime emotional clearing, because you're getting your spirit back. And so kind of see what you may have, what your main issue is, what energetic body do you live in? Because that energetic body could have forced your spirit out of you. So, you know, just kind of do some checking. Maybe you live in fear all the time. You know, maybe things bother you. You know, maybe you're a person living with anxiety, so you may want to do that clearing too. But, you know, it's kind of what body you're living in. Remember, once you clear the emotional body out, which is the first clearing that you need to do to work with us for clearings, then from there, just see where you're living. And a lot of times you may think you have a problem that's going on in your life, and you know, you think it's in a different body, and the emotional clearing takes care of it. So that gets rid of most of your stuff. But also see what your next body is and work on that also. And fear is, if you don't think you have anything going on with you and you feel fine just by doing one clearing, maybe you did the emotional whole lifetime clearing, you did all the other free ones, you go, man, I feel great. Well, then do the fear one, because everybody has fear. Passed on to you from your ancestors. So do that clearing, and then you'll be ready for the, you know, getting more of your spirit energy back. So that's the spirit in the box release, getting you out of that box. And that's April 15th. So back to you.
Okay. So I was thinking, Ron, that, of course, your life will work so much better, and you will feel so much better when you do the emotional body clearing. And you've often said, Ron, that many people also need, as the follow-up, the mental body clearing, especially men, because they tend to be more mental, and they, you know, need that cleared away for them. So what I wanted to just say, though, and it's so important to get those whole lifetime healings done. But Ron has another healing online, and I would suggest this for anyone who maybe you've done the emotional healing and the entity and the fear a couple of the whole life, and still sometimes you feel under attack or something's wrong and you can't pinpoint it, and you do all the wonderful tools Ron has given us. You command to be on the CLS Now timeline out loud. And so I just wanted to talk about the Eliminating Alien Attack page, which we do talk about a lot, but I have it opened here, and it's only $30 for a month. And I really think if you feel like, because we get a lot of emails, Ron, and I'm sure you get them in your email account as well, that people are just feel bombarded and they don't really know what's wrong. So this healing is very, very thorough. It clears, you can check it off so that it clears your body and spirit at the same time and clears the alien attacks. And it starts with specific races and planets that might be attacking you. And you can even specify where in your body. Because, like, when I do it, I usually put all of my body, but I know that certain people suffer from different maladies in certain parts of their body, or it's a persistent pain. And I think it's really worth, for $30, just one time to try this clearing. So the first, and what I do is I open several pages so that they're all running at the same time. And you can write next to your name, if you, for instance, have a particular malady or pain, put it right at the top so that each section, put your name and then whatever it is, and then each section is specifically working on that. So, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of alien races and a lot of different planets that attack us. I don't know, Ron, if there's any kind of healing you can do for that. Can you release us from a planet right now or an alien ship? I'm just looking at this list here. Is this a good one that you could perhaps do?
Let's see. We'll go out of the box here. So here we go. So if you're a newbie, this may be a little weird, but you probably feel something. So you're probably on one of those timelines, know nothing about, where you're being tortured. So you're probably on an alien ship being tortured. So for most people, you might go, uh-oh. So here we go. Bring you back here and get you off of that table that you're strapped down to. Not wanting to sound too gruesome here. But here we go. Let's take you off that one alien ship. And this would be on that particular page, you know, to help yourself out with the eliminating alien attack. So here we go. Coming back here. So, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And one, two, three, four, and five. And coming back some more. One, two, three, four, five. There we go. So now you're back here from your abduction. Wow. So we'll see if we have any comments on that one. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. And I want to continue with this healing. Option two, alien attack channeled through humans. Removal. Now, someone wrote in earlier, and you've mentioned the same things. Let's say you go to the store and some cashier starts asking you all these questions. Hopefully you're powerful, you've blocked it. That has no effect on you. You just kind of, you know, walk away. Well, if you leave the store and then for some reason you keep thinking about that person, or, you know, that person may have attacked you. And if you know someone, as I do, who acts like a robot all the time and says the same things over and over again and asks the same questions over and over again, and it's like nobody's home, there's a very good chance there's an alien who might be intentionally attacking you through that. So that's the next option. And you can put in exactly, there's some suggestions here of who might be attacking you, and you can put it in like my neighbor, so-and-so, whatever. And then there's even unknown. So, again, that's why I'm recommending this healing so powerfully, because maybe you don't know what's happening or who's doing this to you. And then it also has options of times of the day. So you could have a body part being attacked, and or you could have, oh, they come after me every night or every afternoon or at my lunch break. So is there a way, Ron, that you could share a sample of removing an alien attack through humans that we may have had happen to us today or recently?
I'll change it a little bit. I'll change it to an alien that would be inside of a animal. Very possibly... Let's just say, you know, that you have a cat. And you know how cats are kind of finicky. You pick them up, they're not like that. And then they kind of like, you know, scratch you, right? And then they jump out of your arms. And you're trying to be really loving to the cat, but the cat, you know, has a mind of its own and doesn't want to be held. So is it possible that an alien pops into the cat and wanted to scratch you, okay? Oh, like a shapeshifter or something. So that could be a yes. We'll just say it's a yes. So I'm going to go back in time when that happened to you, and we will take away the energy from that. So here we go. Releasing it. One, two, oh boy, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And it could even be maybe a dog bit you, you know? Remember, these things can be taken over and used. I'd like to know if anybody out there, I'll do a dog bite So here we go, releasing that energy. So one, two, three, four, and five. Starting again. Wow, one, two, three, four, and five. So did you get alien DNA put into you from the cat scratching you and or the dog biting you? Let's release that. So one, two, making my stomach kind of churn here a little. One, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So my question to the listeners is, have you ever seen someone shapeshift in front of you? It could be a clerk taking your money, you know, at the grocery store, and all of a sudden you look at them and they have their eyes turned into like cat eyes for maybe a half a second. So we'll see if anybody would like to send us something, CLSQuestions at Yahoo or on the fast chat, just to see if you actually physically saw that happen to you. And if that did, we'll take away the energy from that person that you were in front of. So we need to know if that's happened to you. Because it's when you see that, man, it's like, you know, cold to the bone, you know. It's very scary and traumatizing. So we'll see if we have anybody who has had that experience or maybe seen somebody with, you know, a tail coming out of them. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that's I've never been bitten by a dog, but I was bitten by a cat once, and it hurt. They can really bite when they're nervous. Okay, so to continue with the alien clearing, the third option is alien implants removal. Now, I think this is a great example of we really might not be aware that we have an implant, but some of the suggestions of things that might, you know, need clearing, Ron has on this list, is body movements, body organ implants. So you might be doing other healings to take care of a health issue you might have, and maybe the organ or you know, more than one organ even, could have an implant in it, and it would be worth doing. You can remove cameras from your eyes. Robotic body movements, speech patterns, remove tracking devices. I'm not, you know, even reading all of them. So, again, I've done these, and I feel really good. But I didn't do them even because I thought, oh, I've got an implant in there. But it's worth doing is what I'm trying to say. So is there possibility, Ron, that you could remove an implant from some part of our body, perhaps?
Yeah, let me see what most people could possibly have. Typically, you know, a lot of people have been told in movies and things about, you know, with aliens, about having maybe an implant inside of your nose. So, could it be physical? Yes. Could it be invisible? Yes. So here we go. So releasing them here. So one, out of your nose here. Two, three, oh boy, four, and five. There we go. And one, two, three, four, and five. There we go. That's out. So just see if your nose is a little different. Maybe it's running now, possibly. It's on a marathon running and wants to get out of here. Maybe your nose got afraid of things. But anyway, I guess back to you, Ann. We'll see if we have any comments on that here.
Okay. All right. And I will keep going. I mean, this is, sorry I'm like talking so much, but I just think this is the best healing for only $30. There's so much on it. So the next one, option four, alien parasitic life forms removal. And the first thing you can clear, which I believe this is probably how we mostly get parasites, energetic parasites in us, alien life forms transferred or obtained by touching others. We've talked a lot in the past on these shows that if you can avoid hugging people, shaking hands with people, it's a good idea. So this is the way to get those things off of you. There's a big, long list of different horrible parasites that might have gotten into you, but there is also an unknown option. And I've done both. I've run it as unknown, and then I've gone down the list and just taken a few minutes to clear each of the things on here. And when you do that, let's say you clear, let me say, not say something so disgusting, okay, food parasites, and you feel better, then you know, oh, dear, I think I better run that for more time. You know, I only ran it for 30 minutes or 15 minutes, but that's, I felt a shift. So, you know, I'm going to run it for a longer period of time. So, and also, Ron, you take the parasites. That's a lot of the work you do for us on the weekend calls.
That's correct. Yeah, the Sunday is designed for that, the seven-hour Sunday call that we have.
Right.
What I will do is... I don't know if I would consider people clones. Well, I don't think the clones are people. But that's like, you know, a good 90% of the population now. So what do you do when you get the cloned dead skin on you? So I'll take that off of you right now. And it's mainly in your lungs. I'll first get it off your skin. So here we go. Cloned dead skin on you. Releasing that. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, if that helps you. And that will take it out of your lungs, this energy that the clones have, and that they also have the exhaling carbon monoxide, I believe. So here we go. This will be a lung clearing to get the clone energy out of you. So 1, 2, 3. Boy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Left there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, so that's clearing. And you may want to put it there maybe as an unknown or something, somewhere on one of those pages for the alien attack stuff. When I put that clearing up, and some people see that, it just they get terrified because they hear about alien attack and they think that they don't even want to go there because they're taught that what you think comes to you, okay? And they don't realize that they already have it. And so some people, they go, oh, man, that's bad. I don't want to go to that page because now I'm aligning myself with that, and I am now going to have that occur to me. Well, you already are in the soup bowl. You don't even know how far down you are, you know, in that soup mix or in the rat hole. So by doing the clearing, it can help you a lot, and it makes you aware that, yeah, something out there is you know, getting to me some way. So that can be kind of disconcerting, but that's the relief that you can clear this stuff off of you. So the clone residues that people are having now is not good. So, you know, just think if you're shaking hands with somebody, are they a clone? And is your hand not going to be slimed with dead clone skin? So I'm going to work with your hand. So normally, I guess you shake with your right hand. Typically, so here we go. So releasing that energy. So one, this will be a dead clone skin on your hand, whatever they emit. One, poisons, toxins, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now to your left hand. In process here, releasing the energy from the clones that's attached to you. 1, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Not as much energy there. So, back to you.
Okay, Ron. Someone wrote in, when you cleared us from the alien timeline, that return from alien shenanigans was like being pulled or sucked back, snapped back into place fast. Phew. Thank you. And a bunch of people wrote in saying they have seen shapeshifters and they know what you're talking about. And I just wanted to make the comment, Ron, that we've had, all of us have had people, I think we tell them about you or they listen to a radio show. I know I've had several people say to me, do you mean to tell me there's aliens running around and they're controlling us and blah, blah. So it sounds like weird or crazy when you first hear it, but then when you see, well, no, this is an example of what the aliens are doing. We're seeing it all the time in our daily lives. So I just wanted to, you know, again, the healing is so long, Ron. We're getting almost to the end of our show already, so I will save that to go through the next parts of it. But someone
asking. Well, if you have seen shapeshifter in front of you, where the eyes have changed, or you sort of saw a tail wiggling, you know, out of a lady's skirt or something, here we go. Let's release that. Because they may have, you know, wanted to check you out. That's why they, you know, shapeshifted in front of you. So here we go. Let's take away that timeline. So one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, wow. I was talking to a lady quite a while ago, and I'll just bring the story up. It'll kind of probably... it's not the greatest story, but this happened. Somehow this person, I don't know, maybe they were in the bar scene or something, and a guy picked the lady up, and she went to the guy's house or something like that. And, you know, they were, you know, in the bedroom, you know. And I guess the way the story went, all of a sudden... I guess she was moving around or something, and she felt the tail on this guy. I don't know, you know, what was happening exactly, but she felt the tail, and I guess she ran up, and maybe she saw it or felt it both. But anyway, she got up, and she ran out of the house probably terrified with no clothes on. So that's a true story. I've heard of other things similar to that. A gentleman or a man was also a similar situation, and then looking down at the lady's face, and all of a sudden the eyes shifted, and like scared the hell out of him, and he took off too. So that's what happens. So these things are weird and can happen. So
yeah.
I don't know what the moral of the story is there, but they're here.
Right. Well, and you put out a call for help from some of them, and a lot of them have been telling a lot of us through the New Age movement, oh, we're here to help Earth. We're here to help you. We're going to fix everything. So this is their chance, right, Ron? Come in here and help us.
Oh, yeah, that's correct, yeah. Where are those good aliens, man? We want the ones only that love to have radiation for food, you know, so that's what we're looking for here. If anyone's out there, if there are good ones out there or ones anything out there that likes radiation, they can definitely come to the planet now. We'll allow them to come through the time-traveling soldiers that are guarding the planet from aliens. And they can just say they came here, and they can bring in their storage tanks or whatever and suck out the radiation out of the atmosphere, out of the water, and definitely out of Fukushima. So they can have as much as they want. Unlimited supply. So back to you.
Great. Thank you, Ron. And just one quick thing. We have a question, and I know new people always do wonder about this. If you purchase the alien, it's called Eliminating Alien Attacks, and I suggested that you open a few pages. Now, there are 9 parts, so that's too many probably to do at one time. You want to really focus on 1 or 2 of them, or do what I said and run, you know, each section a few minutes and see how you feel. But the question is, how do you open, or can you open several pages? And what you do is you log in and open it up, and then you click log in again. So, yes, you've got tabs across the top, and you are looking at one light being. So the light beings, you might have 4 windows open, so there are 3 light beings. Light being images behind one behind the other, but all those clearings are working. And you don't want to do too many at once, and you don't want to do them clearings on all different subjects.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe, you know, 4 max probably, you know.
And now, since we talked today about doing the advanced timeline crash, so I have a set of healings running on an issue, and I'm going to open a new window and do the timeline crashes, and I'll open 5 or 6 tabs for that, and they'll run at the same time, all on the same sub. Well, that'll be a different subject, but it'll be all the timeline crash will, of course, be the same thing.
Okay, so it looks like we're ready to end the program here. So, and there was one of those, I don't know, I'm out of that generation, but one of those younger people that I saw on YouTube where they shape-shifted coming off an airplane or something. You know, anyway, and all the people were screaming getting out of the airport facility there. But anyway, I don't know what his name was, but let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. So you have to command your spirit out loud. You take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. Very, very simple process. So here we'll do it together. So we have to say, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. Now to facilitate that, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. And after you've been doing it for maybe a week, you can just say 3, 2, 1, but I always make it longer for the newbies. So, and you can actually feel the energy changing, going down. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you for listening. And tomorrow night is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. Bye, everyone. Blessings. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, Anne. Bye, everyone.
Bye, Ron. Thank you.